Yes, well, I mean, air passenger duty is a tax that the government have introduced a number of years ago, initially as an environmental tax to offset the carbon footprint of air travel. But to be honest, it's become a money maker for the Exchequer, and it's particularly detrimental to passengers travelling to and from Northern Ireland, where we have, you know, a number of factors that make it even more difficult from this part of the world. Unlike the rest of the UK, obviously, we can't just jump in a car or get on the train to go to London or go to any of the other big cities in the UK, because we're separated by the RAC. And we're also the only part of the UK that's got a land border with another EU state that's got a different tax regime, and it's actually cheaper, obviously, to fly from Dublin than it is to fly from Belfast or Derry because of the different tax regimes. The equivalent of air passenger duty out of Dublin is only €3 compared to £13 out of Belfast or Derry.
City of Derry Airport works with short-haul flights, so the majority of flights from City of Derry Airport will have this tax. If this was to be scrapped, it would be of huge benefit to City of Derry Airport.
Well, what it does, I mean, you know, the very fact that the tax is there is discouraging airlines from opening up new routes. You know, it's especially has a difficult effect on low-cost airlines, because obviously they have relatively lower fares, and, you know, £26 return on a flight between Derry or Belfast and one of the UK cities. And if your fare is only maybe a £70 or £80 return fare, and £26 of that goes to the government, it's a significant chunk of the overall fare. And obviously, you know, airlines are going to be very wary about starting up new routes when they've got that kind of overhead hanging over them.
So if the air passenger duty is scrapped, we'll see maybe more routes come to Derry, and which would mean more passengers coming to and from Derry.
Well, certainly would encourage the airlines to make that effort. At the moment, we've been told by carriers that APD is actively discouraging them from putting on new routes.